All right, simply enough, as head of the Daisy, what are some of your duties? What are your duties? Are they defined? Funny.
Yeah, I know. No, there's nothing's defined, man. It's like a amorphous organization, right? It's whatever we want it to be. I mean, it's just a place for students to gather, to interact, to collaborate, and hopefully it just kind of makes the experience of grad school a little bit more enjoyable for the faculty and staff and students especially here.
Okay, so I mean, I know one of your roles is like getting pizza and, you know, serving snacks and like that, so that...
Allegedly.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's under the table, man. I mean, we just do this as a courtesy to our friends. We just order the stuff, and then the same, you know, group of people rolls in. So rather than everybody, you know, kind of spread off their own separate ways, have to go find lunch, hang out in their own little server, we try and provide a central place for people to get together and interact.
Okay.
Much like that new innovation center on campus, only we have really old couches and no money.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And whatever money you guys do get, where does that go to?
We used to make a profit, I guess. I was never here for those days.
Right.
It would go towards hiring speakers to come in and talk. It would pay for meetings and social events for the kids. Now we pretty much break even, so it's like more of a courtesy. Sometimes we'll have like a department picnic that we'll fund in some way at the spring and fall. So that's where most of the money goes. And hopefully we can make a little money and bring in some people of interest. I subsidize the Daisy pretty heavily, but like if we ever make any money, I'll have the Daisy take over paying for our economist subscription and things like that.
Gotcha. Cool. Okay. What is the outstanding Inada condition violation trophy?
It's an eating contest. So the Inada conditions say that you have infinite marginal utility at zero, and I think zero marginal utility at infinity. But the idea is inches, right? So by violating the Inada condition, you're showing that there's marginal utility once you've eaten the millionth hot dog, right? So
right.
We try and get the smallest people in the department to compete, and they've typically done the best.
Gotcha. Great. Interesting.
Yes.
Okay, so this issue of this underground black market of selling stuff.
Black market, yeah.
Who has been, you know, confronting you guys in this issue?
Administration.
Like the university?
Yeah. So before, I guess the Daisy's got a kind of wild history.
Right.
It started out as just students doing this stuff, and then they said, well, if you're going to serve food, you need to become a company. They became a company. They said, well, if you're going to be a company, you have to follow these rules. And there was a dude from administration who'd come down and make sure that there was all the health, sanitation, whatever were being followed. And eventually it got to the point where even after we followed all those rules, they said, well, you can't be operating a business on campus because it's in competition with the deli and,
Which deli?
Ingraham Deli. So okay. Just a way that this can stand. We have vending relationships with Right Vending. We have this and that and the other thing. So we just can't have a business on campus. So we unincorporated the business, shut it down, fired all the student staff, and now I'm just kind of doing things myself so that we won't be a blip on their radar. Because, I mean, they're looking at it from a standpoint of we have liability issues, right? If somebody gets sick, mm-hmm. You know, if there's this company operating on campus, there could be legal issues for the university. So they want to cover their bases. I understand that. So I think what we've done is ameliorate those fears on their part by getting rid of the business and just keeping it as a group of friends, a cooperative that kind of helps one another.
Okay, what about the soda machines?
Soda machines, we just pay for and we sell the soda at Costco.
Okay, and that's cool with the university now, or?
I don't think so.
Okay.
They haven't said anything, and we try and keep it that way.
All right, great. Tell me about these skits that the first years perform. At the holiday party, right?
Yeah.
Does it still happen? Are they interesting? Are they funny? Are they really nothing?
Yeah, they're really nothing. I mean, it's just their initial take on their professors, typically. So they're just interested in...
Okay.
It's a pretty tough year, right? I mean, they're learning stuff that's kind of difficult. It's putting them outside of their comfort zone, so it gives them a chance to kind of give back a little bit of what they've been taking from the professors, which is being uncomfortable.
Okay. What's the dynamic like between, you know, some of the later grad students in the first years? Is everybody close, or are they kind of clicky?
First years? They're just kind of busy, man.
They're busy.
They're really, really busy. I mean, they're working 18-hour, 20-hour days,
right.
You know, just trying to learn stuff. Because it's not like a job where, you know, at the end of the day you go home and, you know, you go puff a joint or get drunk. You're studying 24/7.
Yeah.
So.
Gotcha.
It's pretty hard.
Okay.
Not a lot of video game playing among these kids. Although, I don't know. Maybe some.
Maybe.
Of them do. Yeah.
But overall, they're really busy.
In the first year, yeah, I haven't seen it. Yeah.
Okay. The diversity of the DZ, like, or the diversity of the graduate students, like, people from all over, do you think that hinders or does it strengthen or weaken the community?
Oh, I think it strengthens it incredibly, man. You, you learn quite a bit about other cultures, other societies. I don't think anybody, I think it would be very difficult to graduate from this program with false stereotypes about other groups. Very difficult.
I just mean, know everybody too well now?
Well, I mean, inquisitive. You talk to your friends about, you know, their country, and they explain it to you, and you become more worldly even if you've never been there. So
gotcha.
It's very informative.
Cool. If there was a mission statement for the DZ, what would it be?
I think there is a mission statement for
really?
The DZ. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
But what are your goals for the DZ?
Oh, we just want to bring people together.
Bring people together.
That's the whole point of that room. It's a lounge for the students and some of the faculty members to get together, share ideas, talk, and just know each other as people. Because you're not going to have good relationships with people around you, you're not going to be happy anywhere you are. So this idea that everybody should, you know, not talk to one another, sit in their, you know, 6x10 area of an office and then go to the Ingraham Deli and buy a $9 sandwich and call that a life, that's ridiculous.
Dude, I feel that.
Nobody wants to live that way.
Okay, to wrap up, when did you become the head of the DZ? It's a free election, right?
Dude, I feel like I'm giving a deposition that will one day haunt the courtroom.
Don't feel like that.
Yeah,
it's cool. Remember, you're going to have a pseudonym.
When did you become the DZ? What illegal things is the DZ doing?
Dude.
And how long have you known about these illicit activities that the DZ has been in?
It's been since 1968.
And you acknowledge that you knew the administration did not want you to be doing these things? Wow, man. You guys got me good. I've been working there since second year I was here. So there was a year that I was just studying. The first year, nobody ever like helps out of the DZ when they're that. And then once I got to my second year where I was a little bit more acclimated, I was starting to help out some other people that still ran it.
So did you have a relationship with the previous head?
I mean, I wouldn't call it a relationship. It's not like I was 11 o'clock
right.
every night.
But you knew what he did.
And walked home in the same clothes. But yes, I mean, he would help me with my homework and stuff, and I would help him fill the soda machine. So
okay.
We did have a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you made any changes from the previous head?
Yeah. We have packaged goods that we sell essentially at cost. I mean, there's some loss, right? Some people just steal stuff. So we have to put a little bit of markup in there just to cover that. But we always just break even. I mean, well, we hardly ever break even. In theory, we would break even, but we end up losing money. But yeah, I put in, we got Clif bars, we got like non-fried chips and stuff, just trying to, like, everything we used to sell was candy, and that was just not good for people, so now we just try and have healthy offerings, fruit snacks.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know, for the kids. It's for the kids.
It's so good.
It's for the kids.
It's great.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share? Anything maybe interesting about the days that I should know, or interesting about you?
Criminally, I don't think I've done anything wrong. Civilly, you can sue me, but I'm not worth anything, so it's not worth your time.
Okay. Is that all?
Well, it's just going in the archive, right?
The archive.
When the administration finally gets their hands on this, I just want them to know that they can come after me, but it's not worth the legal fees.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.